are here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and in the studio lounge is Mr. Brad Miller from the American Association of Credit Union Leagues. And again, like I said before the recording, I've always been interested, but I've never talked to anybody there. So now we get a chance
now,
to
now
chat.
Now we get a chance to chat. Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and I'm really pleased to be able to share a little bit
all
about
right.
the league system.
Yeah. So what is the AACUL?
So ACUL, the American Association of Credit Union Leagues,
right.
is the national association for all of the state leagues,
okay.
and the state associations, and their subsidiaries all across the
mm-hmm.
country. So we're the national association for all the state associations.
Okay.
In
and there's getting fewer and fewer of them. They're all kind of merging now,
yeah,
right?
So we have 35 leagues. So
okay.
35 leagues cover every state plus the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, even though there has been some mergers
mm-hmm.
in the league system, just like within the overall credit union
yeah,
system,
you're right. You're right.
We're at 34 leagues, or 35 leagues, 34 league presidents. And the reason for that is California and Nevada,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a unique situation. So they are still separate leagues.
Mm-hmm.
But they're managed by the same management team out of California. So
okay.
Diana Dykstra,
right.
the CEO of the California and Nevada leagues,
right.
her and her team manage both of those leagues, but
okay.
separate boards, league board
oh, I did
in
not know
Nevada,
that.
League
wow.
board in California.
Okay. Good to know.
So that's why we've got a little 35 leagues, 34
okay.
league presidents.
All right,
so.
Gotcha. Yeah, we just had Patrick Lapine.
Yeah.
It was like my first interview.
Yeah.
So, and he talked about bringing in the Georgia
right.
Credit Union Association,
yep.
I think it
yep.
is. So
yep.
they brought that in. And
yep.
then last year, I think the Northwest Credit Union Association brought in Idaho. So there's
Idaho, and as the first of the year, Pennsylvania and New Jersey merged.
Oh,
so
right.
they formed the cross state credit union
mm-hmm.
association, which
forgot
is Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
So how is that consolidation going? I mean, because I've heard different schools of thought of why that's happening. And one that kind of percolates to the surface is because of the consolidation of credit unions that you're naturally going to have a consolidation of the leagues. So I don't know if you're of that school of thought or
yeah.
that's just what I've heard.
I think that drives some of it, certainly. You know, leagues, so the primary purpose of the leagues, obviously, is advocacy, right?
Right?
Work really closely with CUNA
right.
For the advocacy agenda that you see and that you've heard about, you know, this week at GAC. But they also, many of them have for-profit companies or subsidiaries, league service corporations,
mm-hmm.
we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, part of that, and in fact, the Pennsylvania and New Jersey, they took two strong service corps organizations,
mm-hmm.
combined them, and now they've got, with New Jersey and Pennsylvania, they've got more credit unions. And certainly the advocacy engines
right.
in those states. But even with the mergers, you know, politics is local, right?
Right.
So each of these states, even that have merged or have gone the traditional merger route, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to California and Nevada, which
mm-hmm.
are more management
mm-hmm.
contract, they still have advocacy professionals
mm-hmm.
in those states,
mm-hmm.
in those individual states. So you mentioned Northwest Credit Union
right.
Association. They've got advocacy professionals concentrating on state issues in Washington State,
mm-hmm.
in Oregon, and Idaho.
Okay.
And then together as a team, they form an agenda and priorities for the regions as well.
So how do you work with the various leagues? What is your role in?
So ACUL,
what is the organization? What is
yeah, so the mission really of ACUL is really to help cultivate the success of individual leagues and collectively the league system.
Okay.
So the leagues, you know, all are autonomous. They're all governed by their own board of directors. But the league system kind of refers to this partnership between these 35 individual autonomous
mm-hmm,
leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Serving their credit unions in their states, and lots of times we have, you know, similar issues that states are working on.
Mm-hmm.
But each league is focused on serving, you know, the credit union priorities,
mm-hmm.
the credit union needs in individual states. But when we talk about the league system, it really is the partnership of all of these individual leagues
mm-hmm.
coming together
mm-hmm.
to drive advocacy in tandem with CUNA
mm-hmm.
To deliver things like you see here at GAC, where we bring all of the states together.
Oh.
We're up on the hill, you know, and leagues are coordinating all those hike the hill visits and
yeah that
everything.
Leads me to my next question
yeah.
is like how all the leagues and CUNA partner together on these advocacy efforts and awareness campaigns.
Yeah.
So how do they all partner together?
Yeah, to
it's a pretty strong force.
It is, and the best example is happening this week, right?
Now.
So
mm-hmm.
we got 5,500 credit union professionals here. We've got almost 200 advocacy professionals across the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So individual advocacy professionals within the leagues, and then you combine that with CUNA's team of advocacy professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We've really got a very strong network. And, you know, Liggs and CUNA are working together, you know, months and months and months before this event, obviously, to get all the Hill visits set up, to get aligned on messaging, to get aligned on focus and topics and all of those things. So lots of interaction, lots of communication going on.
Lots of coordination, for sure.
Much before the GAC actually hits. And then, you know, Liggs also do what we call, many of them come back in the fall and do Hike the Hills with you know, individual states, not all coming together at one time. But individual leagues bringing their credit union advocates to visit with their legislators on the Hill and regulators and all too. So they're in D.C. at least twice, and of course in all the state capitals all around the country, and working with local and state officials, both on the regulatory side and the legislative side, throughout the year. So it's really a cool engine to watch run, and just the sheer coordination of what it takes to put this event on is really cool to kind of sit and observe.
Indeed. Well, as Ryan Donovan always says, consistency is key.
Absolutely.
It's not a one-time deal. You got to do it almost, I don't want to say daily, but something like that.
Yeah.
So to keep,
you know, and I don't know if you saw the advocacy briefing books, but that's something that CUNA and the leagues work together on to
yeah, I had one on my desk earlier, or the table earlier.
Yeah, so each state, we've got state-specific data, and of course national kind of talking points and points of focus for everybody, but that's something that we've tweaked over the years, and this one I think blows anything away that we've done in the past.
It was really nice.
I think
Jim Nussle had one. He brought one in.
That's a really good example of how leagues and CUNA are collaborating throughout the year.
Well, it's a very powerful force when you get groups like that together, like-minded, and you get the matching messaging, all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's really, I think it's a good thing all the way around. Like you said, this is the week to do it. This is the big week. So
it is, and you know, we're very aligned. So obviously, together with CUNA, we make up the CUNA League system, and that's what we're doing to help advance the priorities for the credit unions. But we've got a lot of ties. So we work, you know, ACUAL and the leagues work on a lot of different CUNA committees. So we've got league folks on CUNA committees. We've got CUNA folks on league committees. Jim Nussle serves as ex officio on my board of directors.
Really? Okay.
And Diana Dykstra, who is the ACUAL chair, has a permanent ex officio position on CUNA's board and CUNA's executive committee. And then we have 6 league presidents that are elected to CUNA's board too. So again, a lot of interaction even at the governance level between CUNA and the league system.
Okay. You brought some numbers here.
Share
some of these?
Absolutely. So this we put together just a league impact. So in 2019, what are a couple of metrics? I mean, there's lots more I could talk about. But thought a couple of these would just be interesting for you and the listeners. So almost 6,500 visits that leagues are arranged with local and state legislators and staff just in 2019.
Wow.
As I mentioned, we've got almost 200 league employees that are dedicated to the advocacy work within each of the states. 4,100 credit union advocates participated in Hike the Hill events last year. We're real proud of the fact that leagues helped raise $1.2 million for our National Advocacy Fund, which is really our fund that does partisan communications and really is our engine for helping to drive our advocacy agenda. 3.7 million in state political action committees were raised by leagues, and over 2.8 million for federal PAC and CULAC. You've heard CULAC. Leagues 2.8 million there. So just a couple of data points that Diana gave a message just a little bit ago on the main stage, and shared what ACUAL and the league system and the partnership with CUNA, and we just wanted to communicate just a couple of those kind of key metrics that we watch and how we help impact the
system. Are proof in the pudding that what you guys are doing is working out there.
Yeah.
So it's really good stuff.
We
good
have
stuff
a lot indeed. Of fun. We've got a good group of folks to work with.
So. Last question on the docket here. What's in store for 2020? What do you guys have planned?
You know, just keep pushing the, you know, we've talked a lot about community impact and financial well-being. So we're aligning. So from here, we bring all the league presidents together April 1st, and we're going to start hammering out what that strategy for community impact and what we need to do to help augment the messaging for that. So that's priority one. And just like I said, just keep driving the advocacy agenda and from our standpoint, helping LIGS in any way we can, focused really on state advocacy pieces that tie into the national strategy.
Good stuff. Well, based on these numbers, you guys are doing something right.
It keeps us busy.
Keep it up, sir. Good. All right, Brad. Very nice to meet you.
Great to talk with you.
And this is a great stuff. You guys are doing some great work. And I'm thank you for educating me.
Hey,
so
appreciate.
I'm a better person for it now.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks. Brad Miller from the American Association of Credit Union Leagues. Go check him out. Doing some good stuff.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.